TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
It occurred to me, I don't know when the hell I thought I was going to edit this thing, so we'll see when that happens. So we'll record it. Who knows when it's going up?
Fair enough.
I mean, I have an inkling it'll be up before episode 207, but I'm not going to bet the farm on it.
It's a good bet.
Fucking babies, man.
Fucking babies. Oh, why did you come in? Have a seat right over here.
What I said is fucking babies, man. So...
We heard you.
Yeah, not babies, plural, man, comma, man, baby, apostrophe, S, man.
Oh, you're fucking a baby's man.
Exactly.
That's better?
just a little minivan action.
Alrighty.
I got one, and now I got one.
Alright.
Gig.
There's so much space in the back for activities.
Everybody recording? Everybody ready to get this done?
I'm recording. I don't know if I'm ready to get this done, though. I think I want to savor this. I want to cherish it.
Well, that's what separates you and I. What? I asked if you were recording. You said yes. You piece of shit. You're on piece of shit time, and you're never late.
All right. Now I'm fucking ready.
All right.
We're back.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast. This week we talk about my new baby, Noah's adventures in Thailand, and Andy hurting his back. And when you hear this sound... that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome back to TanCast.
What year is it?
It's 2014.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I am high off my balls.
Are you really?
Oh yeah.
I'm Noah, the TanCast.
Look forward to finding out more about that later.
Oh, there's not much to share. Fucked up my back again. Took some back pain meds this morning. Now everything is funny.
Except for you.
Excellent.
I'm still, well, yeah, I'm not going to be any funnier.
We should have taken those meds, Noah.
I don't know why, but for some reason this week, Andy's hilarious.
Noah hasn't introduced himself yet.
Yeah, I said I'm Noah, the intent guest.
He did.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you, though?
Yeah.
Did you mean it?
He did, but it was 12 hours in the future.
I meant it. I always mean it.
All right, then. Carry on.
All right.
Wayward son.
Do you want to just get into what we've been doing, what we've been up to, or do you want to do some tan laughs? Do you want to skip tan laughs this week just because we've got so much to catch up on, and if this episode was shorter than a normal episode, that wouldn't bother me at all.
That second last longer one. That's the long one's the one I vote for.
I think
for.
We should really drag right, this great. Episode out, really make it long. Yeah.
No, we got no time for tan laughs. We got no time for tan cast.
All right.
We got shit to do.
Someone sent me Yo Mama jokes. They can wait, though.
Yes, because the world has turned. Yeah.
Your mama jokes are like revenge. They're best served cold.
And left me here.
All right. How's your...
So how the fuck was everyone's 3 weeks?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
I don't know. I think someone had a baby.
Someone has spawned.
I did.
Now, is it a baby or a babby?
You can go either way.
All right. See, I wasn't sure when I sent that text whether I was more proud of myself for coming up with Babby or Quadrafrican.
I did want to share that exchange, but it had a picture of you and your son on it, so I was like, I'd have to Photoshop a bunch of monkeys in there, and I don't have that kind of time. I haven't even written a blog in 4 days.
They just shit babies, and eat, yo. Tim. Come on.
What's that?
I said they shit and eat.
Yeah. When they want to do those things, they're fucking in your face.
Yep.
He has the exact opposite sleep schedule of our toddler. Oh, is Michael asleep? I need to be awake. Pay attention to me. Now. Oh, you just fed me? Feed me again, fuckstick. That's what I want. Give me now.
But then occasionally he falls asleep on your chest, and he's adorable.
Yes. Then he's like, okay, I'm falling asleep. Would you put me down? Fuck you. I'm not asleep. I'm awake. Now what? Get up and get me. I'm up. You should be up too.
I'm gonna sleep on you. Sleeping on you is the only acceptable sleeping position. I'm not gonna sleep in this bed. Damn this bed. This bed is too flat. I want something lumpy. Bring me your lumpy self. I will sleep on that.
Andy is doing an accurate inner monologue of my child.
All children. This guy and I at work were explaining to a childless man exactly what kids are like. I'm like, kids want to die. Kids, if you are at a park and you see a parent yelling at their child and you think that parent's awful, well, that child survived their own childhood to get to the part where you're seeing them. That parent is at least good enough to keep that child from killing itself, because that kid is going to try everything in its fucking power to kill itself. Walking down the stairs? Oh, great time to throw my head back.
And he's not wrong.
Nope.
Even this 3-week-old kid, like, I'll be holding it, he'll just be like, I'm going to thrust my head back as far as I can to try and get out of daddy's arms.
Yep. I can't even hold my own neck up, but fuck you.
He's like, just, bah!
I can at least swing this fucker.
Actually, he can hold his own neck up almost from the get-go.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a strong little fucker.
Hercules, Hercules.
He's going to listen to this someday.
How
like,
did babies survive?
He was the boy who lived.
I wasn't even a month old, and my dad called me a fucker.
Yeah, it's when the kids listen to these after I'm dead, they're like, what the shit?
Oh, man. Yeah, someday Drew's going to hear all about my masturbatory habits.
Yep, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
It's a good rhythm. Stick with the classics. Stick with what you know.
Also got a minivan.
Yes.
It's nice.
You love it.
It's all right.
Minivans are awesome. They got a lower center of gravity than SUVs. Less likely to roll over. You can take them through turns faster.
Yeah, because I'm always just turning like, you know, like a chase scene from, you know, Starsky and Hutch. I'm like, oh, man, this minivan has got to go.
Don't you remember that time we were returning the moving van and you fucking went crazy on your turn?
Well, yes, but that was for funsies. And mostly to scare the shit out of you and Jeff. Mission accomplished.
Like, I hear you don't get your deposit back, though, if the passengers shit in the seat, Tim.
You hose that right out. It's fine. Right. I'm like, oh, we missed it. Oh, we got to turn around. Where'd you go?
That's why they have all those vinyl interiors. It's not for easy cleanup. It's to hose it off after Tim scares the shit out of Jeff.
And Noah. They were both scared.
No, I was like, what? Whatever. It's cool.
No, see, they know how much fiber Noah eats. They just assume that he's constantly leaking. Tim doesn't have to do any scaring.
That is gross.
Cool thing about the minivan, though, is it has these buttons on the remote that'll just open all the doors, including the trunk.
Those go, boop, are awesome.
And then you press the button again, it'll close it. It's very convenient.
Yep. It's like having force powers.
Kind of.
It's like, yeah. I can physically move that thing at a distance. So any other news? How's your wife's tummy?
Empty.
Good. I mean the healing. Is she feeling okay?
Oh, yeah, she's feeling better.
That's good.
However, both she and I and now Michael have colds, and you can't give a cold to a newborn within the first month or else it's like it's serious business, so we're all being very careful now.
Oh.
Which sucks, because we could have all been cured of this cold, but the goddamn newborn keeps keeping us up, and that's stopping our healing. I'm like, fucker, just go to sleep. It'll be better for you. It'll be better for me. Better for everybody.
I told you, man. They're conniving, and kids want to die. He's playing the long game here, sir.
There does seem to be something going around.
Yes. Although I had a flu shot.
My son had a flu shot.
Michael had a flu shot. Very brave about it.
Common cold can still take you down. It's just that the flu is more likely to be deadly. Influenza is just worse than rhinovirus.
But I haven't French kissed any rhinoceroses. Sis.
And why would you?
Because they're fucking sexy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at that. And you know they're always DTF because they are horny. Those are the kind of jokes you get when I'm on these meds.
That wasn't bad. I liked it.
Thank you.
It was DTF that worked for me, though.
It was right. Terrible, Andy. Terrible.
We got one yes and one no. That's the best you're going to get, Andy.
Okay. Well, speaking of diseases, Noah, how was your 3 weeks?
Burn?
Have they cured your HEPA chlamydiarrhea yet?
I never had it. So I don't know what you're talking about.
But they, I'm talking about the fact that you got exposed to diseases unknown to Western medicine.
I did have to fill out a Ebola card coming back and basically tell them I don't have Ebola. And they believe me. So,
did you have Ebola then? What?
Did you tell them that you have super AIDS though?
No.
Like, yeah, I went to Thailand. They just handed out in the airports like Lay's in Hawaii, except it's super AIDS.
They're just worried about Ebola. They're not worried about super AIDS. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Give them time. I went to the doctor for my back and they asked me if I'd been out of the country. And I was like, when was I in Canada? They're like, we don't give a shit about Canada. Have you been to West Africa? No. Have you been around anybody who's been to West Africa? No. All right, go have a seat over there. Okay.
This is your company?
Okay.
No, my doctor.
Oh.
Yeah, like my doctor wanted to know if I'd been out of the country. I'm like, I'm in here for back spasms. I mean, unless I got those back spasms shitting out my spleen, I'm pretty sure this isn't, like, Ebola-related.
Could be them Ebola back spasms.
Could be.
E-back spasms.
Yep. You just had to make sure.
Ebola's crafty.
What
so, Noah, tell us all about your diseases and trip.
It was great. No.
That's good. I'm glad you spent so much time in Thailand to come back and tell us all those details.
You know what? He's doing a great job of keeping this episode short. I, for one, salute you, Noah.
All right.
Just like, I got to edit this later on.
So, Noah, do you talk Thai now?
No. Little.
That would have been the part that would have tripped me out. Like, I don't speak Thai. I'm not going to a place where all the fucking people speak Thai.
So yeah.
Hey, man. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you about my trip. So I flew in. It was a long flight. It wasn't that bad. Food was fucking terrible. If you ever fly EVA Air, their food is terrible. I don't know how it is. Like, I've never flown international before, so maybe they're all about the same. But that place fucking sucked. So I get in about 3 in the morning. It's hot. I get in a taxi cab. The guys drive me around. Speak some English, which I would say, Tim, if you speak English, I think most big tourist place, you're going to be okay. Because at least people speak English and signs are in English, at least. Like, whatever for Thailand, it was Thai and English. I was like, it would suck if you're someone else who doesn't speak English, because you would have a hard time. I mean, I assume. Maybe Thai people speak multiple languages. I don't know.
Too risky for me.
I'd imagine at least a couple of them probably speak Mandarin or Cantonese, given the proximity.
Let's see, there you go.
I'd like to go to the hotel. Oh, shit.
Damn, that's racist.
I meant as a second.
I was trying not to. I intentionally didn't go ching chong ching chong. I tried to make as many different sounds as I could.
Oh, that's not racist then. I tried to make it sound.
What? I'm not trying to make it sound racist, just like words that aren't English. What do you want me to do?
Hi there. Mushy mushy. Ah, fuck.
Kung Pao.
Fried rice. Not more racist. Oh, Jesus.
It's fried rice, you plick.
Fortune cookie. That's not even fucking... Hey, that's not Thai. It's Chinese, and it's not even really Chinese. It was made in America. Anyway.
So I'm in the taxi cab going from the airport, and that was a frightening ride. Because you're in the back, they do not give you a seatbelt. The driver has a seatbelt, and he's also on the cell phone, and then one hand on the wheel. And at one point, so there's two lanes, right? We're in one lane, and there's a car in the other lane, and there's a bicyclist, a motorcyclist in our lane. And but they're on the far right, so he moves over and just basically threads between the car and the motorcyclist. Like, I think it's supposed to go the other way. I think the motorcycle is supposed to cut traffic, not you.
Hey, so did he get you there faster? You're welcome.
So he was splitting lanes as a car.
Yes. We get into, like, town, and at this point, I don't even know where we were in relation to anything else, even, like, after I'd been there a while, because it was dark, but... You know, he passed by some things. Oh, you like lady? You like lady boy over there? And he points, some direction. And I'm like, no, lady boy, I like ladies. I'm like, you like lady boys? He's like, no, ladies. And then he drives me down some dark street.
No, ladies.
ladies.
Amen. Yeah, that made me laugh.
So then he takes me down like some dark street with a bunch of women hanging out with no other reason. Like, there's nothing on the street to like mill around about. So I'm pretty sure they were hookers. And then he's like, you like? I was like, no. And he's like, no, you don't like? I'm like, I just want to go home. I mean, I just want to go to my hotel and go to sleep. So I get there, and I fucked up because I got in on a, let's say, Wednesday night. But I didn't book my hotel until Thursday night because I fucked up on, like, the calculation. Like, the fact that I was getting middle light messed me up. And I was like, oh, yeah, Thursday is when I actually get... Like, I got in on a Thursday, but, you know, Thursday.
But it was, like,
early.
Thursday at, like, 4 a.m.
Right. And yeah. I was thinking, like,
so
oh.
you can't check in until, like, 3.
Luckily, they had a room, and it cost me an extra 15 baht. So for every 30 baht, it's $1. So it was, like, whatever it was like, that's cheap. I'll pay it. And then my first day there, I was just, like, I was tripping out because I'm, like, I am 8,000 miles away from my home. In a place where people don't really speak English, and if someone really wanted to find me, I don't know if they knew where I was.
It's like the anti-Cheers. Nobody knows your name.
Exactly. Like, if I die here, would they find me? I don't know. So I told you guys.
And
this,
unfortunately for him, Noah means fuck you in Thai.
my first meal there in Thailand was McDonald's. Because I was like,
there was just something on NPR about McDonald's like entering India and switching to like a veggie and chicken menu, and like they've got the Maharaja Mac that's a chicken burger, whatever. Was the McDonald's like Thai influenced, or was it like you just went in and got like a Big Mac?
The meat looked a little different, but it seemed mostly like American McDonald's. They did have...
It's made mostly of man boy foreskins.
Okay.
No. What?
I mean, lady boy foreskins.
The first day,
yes, Tim,
I got
I'm
like
a
fried chicken sandwich with egg. Like, it was basically their McMuffin sandwich with fried chicken. Like a
interesting
fried chicken patty. And I got apple juice, and their apple juice was like it was dark green as opposed to like our brownish color. And it had a mm-hmm. thicker, tartar flavor than our apple juice here. But
interesting.
Other than that, like it seemed like a McDonald's. So it was nice. I was like, makes me feel like home.
That's like when I went to Hawaii. The very first thing I did was go to a Pizza Hut and order a Hawaiian-style pizza. I'm like, Andy, I'm really living it. And he looked at me like, even I think you're an idiot.
I'm sure. Like,
and that's really saying something.
I told another traveler that, too. I'm like, what? Really? I'm like, you know what? It made me feel good. Made me feel okay that I was 8,000 miles away from home. So the first day I went to some park and... it was like a little, you know, I mean, Bangkok is a city, and it's fucking crazy. Like, traffic is not like traffic here. Like, yeah, there's some traffic lights, but a lot of places there isn't, and people just kind of, like, merge in. Like, all right, I'm going to find this spot and just go in. It just does not seem to stop. Like, it's pretty nuts. Like, you know, I feel like, especially in San Francisco, if you cross the street and, like, you know, it's not your turn, like, a car's going to stop. Like, I do not feel like the way in Thailand. Like, they're just, like, going. You just have to find a little gap to cross the street if there's no light. So, there's a little park in the middle of the city. And so, I went to it. It has monitor lizards, which are just basically big lizards. Like, not like oh, that thing's cute. It's like fitting in the palm of my hand. Like, that thing's as big as my arm.
Oh yeah, no. Don't fuck with a monitor.
I didn't,
because the one that's as big as your arm, that's a little one.
I just watched it from afar and was not interested in me anyways. But yeah, it was just like it was like a public park that anyone can go in with just monitor lizards just hanging out.
Just ran over and kicked it.
No.
Bah! And then ran away.
No, I was like, I'm 8,000 miles away from home. The last thing I want to do is get arrested.
Hello from America, bitch. Bam! I mean, Quump. Ah, you don't even know what I'm saying.
And then that day...
You
oh,
don't
so
speak
I,
English, monitor lizard. Sorry.
You just flick out your tongue and taste the air.
Sorry, it's like a little joke cluster bomb just went off inside my head. sorry. Please continue.
It's okay. So that day I tried to go to a fancy restaurant They wouldn't let me because I was wearing pants. Because I wasn't wearing pants. I was wearing shorts. It's fucking hot there. So, like, I wouldn't want to wear pants. Like, there's people wearing full suits. I'm like, how the fuck are you doing that? It was about 91 degrees about every day I was there in Bangkok. And humid. So you just, like, you shower, you feel cool, you go outside. It lasts for a little bit, and then you just feel gross. So yeah, that then I went to some chicken place, and so another thing about Thailand apparently is that I guess like so let's say everything's sort of family style commonly, and if you sit down with a bunch of people, and you get like a plate of whatever it may be like pad Thai, so you're not supposed to take like whatever your portion like if you divvied out equally what your portion would be, you're just supposed to take a spoonful. So that being said, I went to this place that had supposed to have good garlic fried chicken. I ordered the whole because in the picture for some reason it didn't look very big, and I was like, well, I can whole chicken, like it can't be that much. It came out and I was like, yeah, it's fucking whole chicken, that's a lot of chicken. I then proceeded to eat it off the plate they gave it to me with, which I think you weren't supposed to do, like because I was just like, one of the people working there would just look at me like smiling. I was like, why is this guy smiling at me? I'm like, oh, because I'm just eating this off this plate that normally people would scoop off onto a tinier plate and eat that. So then I started doing that because I'm like,
yeah. America, bitch. Quump.
I'm sorry. We eat different. I don't know what to do with your plate system.
You're like, plate system. You have a big mouthful.
USA.
Your plates are so complicated.
This is why we're more advanced. We have simpler plates.
We're not wasting time shuttling from plate to plate. We eat, we go.
Sometimes we just put it in a bag and just slurp it straight out of that. Go-gurt, motherfuckers!
Can you blend this up for me?
I brought my own bag. I don't trust your bag technology.
I'm tired of chewing. I did feel that way sometimes. Like, I wonder if I'm just a stupid American. I try to be respectful and like, but it's a lot I don't know about the Thai culture. Like, apparently they do a little I don't remember the word for it, but basically when they put their hands in front of their face and they bow their head, there's a specific way to do that, which I just was doing, and then I read later like, unless you know how to do it correctly, don't do it. I was like, oh, look at that. And then they said nothing to me because they're polite, nice people. They're probably like, this fucking idiot, he does not know how to do this.
Should have just made it up, done your own thing. Like, this is how we do it in America. Grab your dick, wibble it around.
Do a little fist bump.
Put your hands
from America. Wobble, wobble, wobble.
Put your
wobble,
hands
wobble.
Straight out in front of you, and then slap your hands against both of your elbows at the same time. Just get what? Everybody in Thailand doing that. This is how we say goodbye in America.
I'll try that next time.
Yep.
That doesn't make sense with what we watch on Two and a Half Men.
Yes, because we this is
they
secret
do have American
stuff.
Television there, like Law and Order.
I assume they did. Really?
Yeah, I watched Law and Order. I will say I realize why I don't watch live television anymore. I mean, maybe this is just Thailand, but fucking every commercial they were just advertising for the USA Network. Like, oh, come and watch this show. Watch the show on USA Network. Watch the show. I'm like, I've seen this clip 1,000 times. I'm not going to watch this fucking show.
I've seen this clip enough times. I feel like I've seen the show, and I already hate it. It's already jumped the chart just in these commercials.
ABC's got something coming out called Gallivant. And their first commercials for it was just somebody singing the word gallivant. It was exactly as long as it takes to sing that word. No information what the fuck the show was about. So we just got used to hearing, like, because before we could hit the fast forward on the TiVo, somebody going, gallivant. Like, if I hear somebody sing that word again, I'm going to drive to the ABC executive's house and fucking shoot him in front of his kids.
All right.
That's a bit harsh.
I can't stand when they advertise for the show you're already watching.
Yes.
Like, I mean, usually it's just because they have a sponsor for it, but the way they do it, it's like Conan on TBS. Yes, I know. That's what I was just watching till you interrupted me to tell me to watch it.
Yes.
So
if you would shut up, I would watch it.
On a side note, a long time ago, I bought Words with Friends, right? You know, the little iPhone game.
Uh-huh.
Every once in a while, it brings up a little thing that says, "You're playing this game ad free because you paid for it," and then you have to hit a button that says "Great." And that lets you play the game. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I thought I paid to, like, not have to deal with this shit. Like, why do you keep telling me? Yes, I know I fucking paid for it. You don't have to keep reminding me.
Hey, I wonder how I'm playing this game ad-free. I certainly don't remember trading money for it. I wish something would remind me. Hey, it's been a while since I paid anyone for my car. Did I finish paying off my loan? I wish my car would tell me when I entered it every day.
It's not every day, but it's enough that I'm like, I finally tweeted him because why not? It takes very low effort.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't need the game to remind me that I paid for it. I remember.
I was there.
Oh.
You're starting to make me regret giving you money, seeing how you're spending it.
On another side note, apparently, monitor lizards like to hug. I think they're more fighting, but some might call it a hugging.
Oh, hug each other.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I was like, did one just come up you, give you a bro hug? Like, what's up, man?
I mean, it might have wanted to. I don't know.
America, Ty, we're all the same. Bring it in. Bring it in.
We got spines, cold blood.
Vestigial tail.
Let's see. So the next day I went to some temples, which were lovely. Apparently, if you're in Thailand and tuk-tuk drivers come up to you and tell you whatever attraction you're going to see is closed, they are lying to you. Probably most of the time. Maybe every once in a while they're telling the truth. But it's like a little thing they do. Like, oh, this place is closed. Come with me and my tuk-tuk and I'll take you places. And they just want you to shop. When I went to go see the Grand Palace, they did that to me. There's like, it's closed to one, Thai holiday. I was like, oh, all right, well, I'm good right now with your tuk-tuk, maybe later. And so then I walked over to the Grand Palace, and I was like, nope, that is very open.
Tuk-tuk, piece of fuck.
Wow.
So I did not take a tuk-tuk once when I was there. I just walked and took public transportation. The Grand Palaces were beautiful. I saw a reclining Buddha at the Wat Pho. It was lovely. Like the how much work people used to put into like creating stuff was just amazing.
Hang on a second. You don't have to hang on, but my newborn has been crying for like 10 minutes, and I feel like my wife is just too nice to interrupt Tancast.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Yes. So, yeah, it was like just like you think about like, you know, they didn't have, like, you know, tools that make it a little faster. Like, so, like, fucking people do this shit by hand. Like, that must have took a long fucking time.
I mean, they had tools. They just didn't have, like, power tools.
Right. Yeah, they didn't have any tools. Different tools.
This is gym-powered. Gym, get to hacking at all that stone.
I went to Chinatown, which was, like...
That seems odd, but... You know what? It makes sense. Yeah. you know you do have one of those, right? Like
in San Francisco?
Yeah, geographically local and
yeah, it was on the way to the temple.
Okay.
So, I was like, "Well, I'll just walk through." And then I went down some alleyways with a bunch of shops and like it is like a maze of shops. Like it is so like I mean Thailand is just so different than San Francisco, like, obviously.
If I buy from you, will you tell me how to exit the maze?
It's like, yeah, you turn down another alleyway, and you're like, oh, look, there's more shops. And then there's cars driving down these narrow alleyways, and, like, and it looks like someone's home. It looks like, you know, so, like, I just have this garage area in my house, and I just come down and just sell, like, knockoff purses. Well, I don't know if they're knockoff. You know, I didn't look at them. But yeah, it's just like a maze of like when you see in movies where someone's chasing someone through some like, you know, some bazaar, that's what it's like.
Huh. Should have hopped in a tuk-tuk and told it to follow another tuk-tuk, made your own chase scene.
Where were you there when I needed you, buddy?
I 12 hours off. I was probably asleep while you were doing this.
Maybe at some times. I was surprised how much overlap there was when I was awake and you guys were awake.
Well, I mean, if it was, like, 12 hours off and you woke up at, like, you know, 7 or 8 or whatever, that was, you know,
yeah,
7 or 8 p.m. my time and 4 for Tim, so.
But, yeah, there were sometimes it was, like, the middle of night and I was, like, up. Everything
back, Tim.
Okay, Tim?
Thank you. Fucking babies be crying, man. Shit.
I need to see your baby, by the way.
Yeah. He's super exciting.
Yeah. Then he's going to ask about Noah. It's going to be his first words.
Actually,
if you come at a special time, you can see him crying. And by special time, I mean anytime.
I was going to say,
now
I've come to realize I don't find babies particularly exciting. Like, I know some people are just like, oh, they're cute, and that's enough. To me, that's, I'm like, oh, it's just, look, it's just laying there. Like, once again,
I mean,
go ahead.
Well, like, I feel like with Michael, it was different because I didn't have any, you know, I didn't have anything else to compare it to. But like now, like, Mike, I've had Michael for 3 years, and now he's an actual, like, he's an actual interactive person. Whereas
right.
James is still just a whining thing that says, feed me and clean up my poop. I'm like, I'm not interested in cleaning up your poop. See, when do I get something out of this relationship?
You got to power through it.
Me.
You got to power through the shitty times, Tim, and then you get to the good times, just like with any relationship.
I did not.
You got to power through the
what?
Shit and cry.
Janelle said I felt the same way about our relationship. She's like, when do I get something out of this? When are you going to sleep with me? No. Wrong. When are you going to stop breaking up with me? That's what I said.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you did say that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Here's what I want to know. I think this is really the key to our relationship working out. Why did you stop breaking up with me?
She's like, outlook hazy. Ask again later.
So Thailand. Let's see. My last day in Thailand, I went to some bar called Cheap Charlie's. Which, if you ever go to Thailand, check out Cheap Charlie's. There's a lot of random people there. It's a random bar. It's like in the alleyway. It basically looks like a guy took everything he found free that people were giving away and just stapled it to his bar.
Nifty.
This is like Mos Eisley? There's a bunch of different people in there?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's just a lot of random people from all over. So I met Julie, I met Michelle, I met Kim, and I met Becky. One of those is a dude.
What?
One of those is a dude. Kim is a dude.
Okay. So did you fuck Kim?
Did I fuck anyone? No.
Not one person?
No.
Aww.
I don't want to fuck anybody.
What?
I don't want to fuck some random people.
Sure you do.
What's what Thailand is for?
No. People have STDs.
That is literally
don't
what
you learn this... I'm fucking 38 years old.
That's why you wrap that shit.
Yeah, it doesn't protect you all the time.
You double wrap and double tap. Bap, bap.
I've had enough random hookups in my life that I don't need any more.
Just spray them down with something. Make sure everything's all cleaned out.
No, did you not get the notarized package that I sent to you? I have gifted you my random hookups.
I don't need any more.
He hasn't used any.
Not a one.
That's still mint in box.
Uh-huh.
Or not in box.
And it doesn't smell like mint either. It smells like tears.
And old socks.
Yeah, tears and old socks.
Old socks. Old socks filled with masturbatory gum.
Oh.
Didn't we name an old episode Old Socks and Tears?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. All but right. Then I realized the old socks could be used another way.
Yes.
And yes, it was what homeless people smelled like in Los Angeles. I mean, maybe they smell like that elsewhere. I just specifically noticed it in Los Angeles.
That makes me think that people are just jacking off on homeless people in Los Angeles.
Hey, it's a living.
it's good.
In the sense that it doesn't kill you immediately.
It's good money if you can get it.
Exactly.
Right. Fair enough.
Rich people have fetishes. Homeless people, they're supply and demand. You know what I mean?
Rich people have fetishes and money. Poor people have no more self-respect and no money. No, I'm kidding. Homeless people have self-respect. I know it.
No, I feel like you haven't talked about the most important part of Thailand. And that is the spicy cock salad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I rape AIDS?
What?
What?
Jizz fist.
Are you talking about those
bracelets? Yes, bracelets.
I mean, I was kind of going in chronological order.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not there yet. So anyways, well. I met Julie, Michelle, and those random people. Julie was in Thailand because she was getting divorced, and there was a festival early on that where they basically released a bunch of lanterns into the sky. I will look up the name of it, but she tied her rings to one of those lanterns and let it go, and it was like a little bit of closure for her.
What? Sell those shits. Why you just let them go?
Yeah.
What?
You were like, Julie, you're getting divorced? I'm already divorced.
Because I didn't want to fuck Julie. I don't want random hookups. I don't know what it is about people who are not even just married, but just like, everyone's just like, you just want to stick your dick in everything. No, I stuck my dick in some random things. It wasn't always enjoyable. Give my dick to myself now.
I want to stick your dick in random things. My dick's fine.
Noah, live for us. It's too late.
I've lived for you. Stick your dick in random things is not all it's cracked up to be.
I've seen some of the random things you stuck your dick in. I was hoping you could do better.
I've done better. It's not all it's cracked up to be. All
right.
Yeah, still, whether or not you stick your dick in Julie, you really missed out on an opportunity there, because you could have sold those rings for whatever you could have gotten for that and then bought a shitload of liquor.
And that's closure.
Yes.
Your liver will be closured.
Maybe they weren't worth a lot of money.
And I think I know the name of that ceremony. That's the one where Tangled's parents are waiting for her to come back, and so they release all the lanterns.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe they call it the untangling ceremony.
Right.
Yes.
It's from the movie Tangled.
Yes.
Loi Krathong.
Starring Tangled.
Or Yi Ping.
Yes, Lloyd Krathong. That was the guy who made Tangled.
So, and then Michelle was just traveling around the world. Or, not exactly around the world, but she was traveling for like a year. And she was from London.
Wow. Oh, ho, ho! Oh, yeah. Wee.
Wait. She had quite...
Diplomatic immunity.
She had quite a cackle. Like it was very unique. Like you could be across the bar and be like, yep, that's Michelle laughing right now.
We should have told you to interview people with like on your phone or whatever, and then we could have had like these interviews.
I thought about it. But I was just having a good that was the first time I'd met other people. Well, not first time, but like I've actually sat down and talked to other people who speak English. This is my last night in Bangkok, and I was like, I just want to enjoy this. Then Kim and Becky showed up. Becky was from Nigeria. Kim was from Toronto. He was there for his honeymoon, but I'm pretty sure he wanted to bang at least one of the girls that we were hanging out with. Like, I don't think he was particularly picky. Like, I think he just wanted to bang.
Yeah, and he's like, why is Noah such a stick in the mud? Why didn't he put his stick in this mud?
Another thing I should say, I did not find any of these girls particularly attractive. They're all nice.
Oh, well, that's all you had to say.
Even if they were hot, I don't know.
No.
People have STDs, Tim. They stick with you for
not everybody.
Some do.
You can't live your life like the world has an STD, Noah.
Yeah, Noah, you got an STD. Suck this dick.
The risk is not worth the reward for just some random person. If someone I'm in a relationship with, then I'll do it. Don't laugh at him, Tim.
My madness is spreading.
Anyways, so that was my last
time.
Tim,
I like you better when you're sleep deprived. You laugh at more things.
Sorry, what?
So that was my last night in Bangkok. The next day, I just wandered around. So I took an overnight stay in Chiang Mai, but I walked around. They have a fucking ton of malls in Bangkok.
Last night in Bangkok, Noah hung out with randoms. He did not fuck them because they were not hot.
And I didn't want to catch an STD.
No worries about getting the herp on his penis. That's why he doesn't stick it in random strange. And Tim and Andy sit and call him names.
So next day, I walked around Bangkok before I left on my train. A lot of malls there. Like, I went and, like, I walked into one mall. I'm like, oh, this is a nice mall. I walked a little further down the street. There's another mall. A little further, there's another mall. I probably walked past, like, five malls. And, like, two were, like, tiny. Three of them were, like, pretty fucking huge.
That's where the tuk-tuk drivers wanted to take you, to the tiny ones.
No, I think they want to take you to, like, maybe get a suit or buy jewelry.
Because
you can, you know, get a bespoke suit. I don't know what the fuck that means, bespoked.
Bespoke just means, like custom crafted, not off the rack.
Or they wanted to take you to those people Liam Neeson was fighting.
Could be. They were going to sell your butt into slavery, Noah.
Oh, this is an Taken movie coming out.
That's right.
Retook.
I don't like the premise.
Then I went to Chiang Mai, took the train overnight. It was good. I went to sleep pretty early because I wasn't really up partying that much. I'm on the train. Like, I wake up about 9:30. There's people right outside. Like, you know, most people in our car are, like, laying down and obviously trying to sleep. There's people right outside my little bunk area fucking talking at full volume. Not even like, oh, we should whisper because people are trying to sleep. Like, oh, hey, I had a great time drinking stuff. It's like, wow. So finally I got up and I was just like, well, I'm not going to get to sleep.
I'm fucking in here.
Yes.
Now I just pulled back my thing. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to sleep right now because you guys are loud. So let's talk. So
did you say that?
Yeah. I think I might as well join the conversation.
And then just mad stared at him all the time. Yeah, yeah. You think that's interesting enough? Try another story.
No.
This is totally worth being awake for.
Yeah. This is way better than sleep. Keep talking.
No. I was going to make friends. Why not? And then about 11, they came and shushed everybody. So it worked out. Like, they're like, go to sleep. I'm like, all right, time to go back to bed. In Chiang Mai, I met another girl named Claire. She was also from London.
Ah.
And mm-hmm. I hung out after, we had breakfast. And yeah, she was cool. We just walked around, checked out some more temples. Chiang Mai has a lot of fucking temples, like 360, I think. If you ever want to see a lot of temples.
Wow.
And then we went to a...
Do I?
We met up with... She was traveling for like 6-7 months as well. We met up with her friend and co-traveler. And then we went to a 3D art museum. It was like basically all these 3D paintings on walls. And you take pictures on them like you're falling down cliffs or crossing like a little tiny bridge over a big...
Oh, okay.
Canyon.
So like a forced perspective.
Yeah.
Kind of backdrop kind of thing.
Not okay. Quite a lot.
I was like 3D art, so like sculpture?
Some of it actually had 3D things in it, but most of it was just painted.
Gotcha.
It was kind of fun, kind of cheesy. They wanted to check it out. I was like, why not?
I didn't see any pictures posted of that.
Oh, I took some. Oh, there's one I want to get. Oh, and they didn't send it to me. They had a room that was like, it's that room, like, at the Exploratorium where it's really wide at one end and narrow another. And so it looks like the person who is at one end looks like they're really big. And the person who's at the other end look really small. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, Aladdin. And so on the wall, it's, like, Aladdin saying it has, like, this little smoke coming out. So I stood in front of it pretending like I was jerking off. And I'm like, Tim would love that. And I took a picture of it, but they haven't sent it to me.
America! Fuck yeah!
Jerking my dick inside your weird art museum!
You know what's really weird about that place? I think it was like some type of like department store, and they had escalators, but they turned off the escalators and carpeted them, so now they're just regular stairs.
We're sorry for the convenience.
I'm like, I mean, that's fine, but it's just like, I've never seen anyone just carpet over escalator stairs before.
We're sick of fixing this. Just put carpet on it.
One thing. There's also a mall near where I took like the public transportation in Bangkok. They had like 3 floors that looked exactly like San Francisco, and a nameplate on the ground that said "Hate." Like I was walking around, I'm like, "There's where I live."
Huh?
It was just very random. I'm like, "All right, you want to make this place look like San Francisco?" That was also the night. I think that was the day that you, Michael, was throwing up, and I was throwing up.
That was. Yeah, I got a lot of shit spit up on me in 1 week by my offspring.
I can't imagine why I don't want to have a kid.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, I ate something that morning. This is the first day in Chiang Mai, and that night my stomach was not happy, and I was pretty sure I was going to throw up. Yeah, and then it happened. It was like it was terrible. Like it was like two separate sessions, but each time I threw up like 4 or 5 times.
Ugh. It's
like blah blah. It's like oh. And then I felt better after the first time, and then I was laying back in the bed, and then I was like, oh no, that terrible feeling's coming back. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna throw up again. Yep. And then a little bit later it's like blah, and then finally that was it. And then the bed felt fucking terrible, And I don't know if it's just because I could only sleep on my back. Like, normally I might sleep on my side or my stomach, but because my stomach felt shitty, I didn't want to do that. That was the worst bed I've ever slept in. I was just like, oh, this is terrible. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to sleep in this place, you know, three more nights or however more nights I was there. But actually, the second night was not that bad. I think it's just because I could actually sleep on a different part besides my back. So my second day, I went to the Elephant Nature Park, which was pretty cool. I was not feeling well still, but I was like, oh, I'm just going to go anyways. I paid for it. And they rescue elephants from, you know, different things. Like, maybe they've been like they stepped on landmine or they're blind. Apparently, in Thailand, even though elephants are revered, like, you know, people like to use them to ride and to help them, they also don't treat them very well. Like, the way they train them is very abusive, and they basically try to break their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So this lady who's running this elephant park is trying to change the way they train the elephants. Like, you don't have to do this to them to get them to do what you want. Like, you could just be nice to them, feed them things, and they'll be okay. And we watched like a little video about what they do. They jab them with sticks with nails on them. They beat them. You know, they separate them from their parents. It was pretty, it's pretty tough. But
yeah.
Did you put a stop to it?
I mean, part of my money that I paid to go there helps with that.
That's good. The elephants may be the second most intelligent creatures on the planet. There's arguments that they are potentially equal to the apes.
What about dolphins? I thought dolphins were the shit.
Dolphin intelligence level is, they think that dolphins are pretty intelligent, but it's tough to, it's tough to tell, because their experience with the world is so different than ours. So, like, our assumptions about, okay, so they reacted this way to a mirror, you know, like the mirror test of, you know, recognizing themselves in the mirror. You know, they move differently than we do. They live in a different environment. So there's some questions about, you know, like how valid all that stuff is. But, they've basically established now that elephants, you know, not only have emotions and memories, elephants have, like, unique names for each other. Elephants will name people. They'll make, you know, the noise to let somebody else know that a certain person is coming versus somebody else coming. So they have, you know, rudimentary language, or, you know, they're able to communicate meaning. So that's kind of fucked up, man. I'm glad you gave some money to that.
And then you know, if you want to donate, you can, I will put a link if anyone wants to donate to them or see what they're about. One thing I'll say about the day, it was fucking long. Like, it was great seeing elephants. It was great being able to pet them. You don't get to ride them there. It's just like you have to pet them and feed them. But it's just like, you're there from like 9 in the morning to like 3-4 in the afternoon, and all you're doing is just going to different areas to look at elephants. Like, I'm like, all right, I've seen the elephants. They're beautiful, but they're not really doing much different. And so it's interesting, though, because like, they're like, they don't perform for you, but on some level, they're kind of performing for you. Like, they're basically kind of directing them to these different locations so you can get like a little photo op. And then at one point, you get to bathe the elephant, which is just you just dipping a buck in the lake and just splashing on them. I'm like, I don't know really what this is doing. Like, pretty sure the elephant could do this himself. You're just sitting there for like 10, 15 minutes just splashing water repeatedly on an elephant. I'm like, all right. You know, this. It's funny. Like, later I read the TripAdvisor reviews, and basically all the middle reviews, like 3 stars, were exactly how I felt. I'm like, yeah, it's great what they're doing. They felt a little long, and they could have shortened it. You got to feed them, and you got to see some baby elephants, which were adorable. One was rolling around in the water.
But I bet they kept the adult elephants up all night.
You know what? I would say these baby elephants had more personality than your baby does right now.
Hey, fuck you. How do you know?
He's got plenty of personality. It's just very shitty.
So yeah, I did that, and then the next day, by the end of that day, I was starting to feel like really good. Like, I'm like, oh, I actually don't feel shit anymore. I didn't eat anything that whole day. And the next day, I just did some shopping, bought a couple like treats for like my roommates. And the last day, I took a Thai cooking school, which was great. It was probably one of the best things I did on my trip.
I love that picture of you.
It's funny. Someone else took a picture, and they're not even smiling at all. They're just like all serious, and it's on the front of the little cookbook because like everyone gets like a picture, their own picture of the front of their own cookbook. And so he's just all
like, "Hey, it looks so professional."
Well, I smiled. I was like, "Hey, you know, I'm cooking. Having fun."
The only thing that's missing is your don't masturbate in the kitchen apron.
But yeah, like if you ever go to Thailand, Thai Secrets Cooking School, I'll send you a link to that as well. I highly recommend it. The teacher's great. It's really easy. The other students were great.
Good, good.
And then I took a train back to Bangkok. So my last day was long. I got on a train at like 5 o'clock, took the overnight train, got the train, went to the airport, and then was on, you know, plane for another, I think it was a little shorter this time, maybe like 15 hours as opposed to 17 hours. Mm-hmm. And it was good. Things I would do differently, I would give myself more time, like actual more time there. I didn't plan very well. It was good for me, though, to kind of like just dip my foot in it, like this, because this was a new experience for me. And I probably would have planned a few more things. Like, I would just play it kind of loose, and like I'm like, I'll figure out what I'll do. I think I would have actually like, all right, like, okay, I'm going to give myself this time, much time in this place, and then I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to do this. But overall, I had a good time.
Good, good.
Yeah, and now I'm back.
From outer space.
He just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face.
I should change my fucking lock.
Should have made you leave the key.
Let's do it. If I'd have known for just one second, you'd be back.
No. No, back meds. It's too far.
Go on, now go.
No. No, Andy.
So, I don't have much news for what's going on. Yeah, just sort of normal life. Except one day in the last 3 weeks, Drew declared F-U-C-K is how you spell fuck. And Caitlin laughed her ass off at it. So he continued to try to spell words. And when he spelled shit, S-H-E-T, she corrected him.
Like, parenting. This,
no, none of what you're doing is right.
And where did he learn this?
Oh, he figured it out.
Oh, nice.
He figured out that fuck must be spelled like duck. He's like, D-U-C-K duck, F-U-C-K fuck. And he was so proud of himself. I'm like, that is not acceptable. Meanwhile, Caitlin's laughing her ass off in the background. Ignore your mother.
Not acceptable.
Girl. Oh, separate from hurting my back, I fell down my stairs again. About like halfway down. Only injury from that, I sprained my toe. And this was like, I think this was the Sunday after we recorded, so this is like 3 weeks ago, I think. And my fucking toe still hurts.
Andy, you need to stop trying to kill yourself.
I know.
Was it a comical pratfall?
I think so. Yeah, I was going down and my feet just shot out from underneath me and I kind of cruised halfway down.
What?
On my ass.
Why did your feet just shoot out from underneath you?
So the stairs are, they're not very deep and I have big feet and they're carpeted.
So you just slipped?
Yeah, so if your foot lands too far forward, the carpeting just makes your foot, like, makes it that much easier for it to shoot the rest of the way off. So I was walking down. Luckily, I was walking past one of my cats. He was going up the stairwells while I was going down. And I did not land on him, because that would have been the end of the cat.
Tim's laughing at you.
I'm sorry, I pictured it. It's nothing but funny.
Oh, and Drew didn't, like, we'd put Drew to bed like half an hour before, and I was coming downstairs to make sure the cats had food and, like, turn off lights that we'd left on. Drew did not wake up, and the stairs are right outside his bedroom door. And I did say fuck as I went.
That's how we learned how to spell it.
He don't give a fuck about you.
It's funny, because the baby sleeps in our room, and every time he cries, he wakes up Michael early. No, is it time to get up? No, it's not time to get up. You go back to sleep.
But the baby's
you
up.
Shut up.
Yeah, are you the baby? No? Go the fuck away. F-U-C-K spells go the fuck to sleep.
I posted that at 5 in the morning. I was like, shout out to my newborn at 5 a.m. Go the fuck to sleep.
Fuck yourself, kid.
Parenting. It's a great idea.
It is.
Everybody should do it.
Yep. They're like little yous, and you know what an asshole you are.
Just makes me lose all respect for the Duggar family.
Yeah.
The Duggar family?
I think at a certain point they're like,
kids?
Yeah, they're like, fuck it.
What the hell's wrong with you?
The big ones will raise the little ones for us.
Oh. Have you guys seen Too Many Cooks?
Yes.
Oh, I love that thing. It's so
the
random.
First time I watched it,
I just find myself singing, too many cooks, too many cooks.
The first time I watched it, I'm like, fuck, this thing's 11 minutes long. I skipped around. I'm like, fuck this thing.
Skip.
And then I heard people talking about it. I heard a story. I'm like, oh. I'm like, all right, so I'll sit down and watch this. I'm like, fuck, that thing is so weird and random.
And it gets more random the farther it goes.
And like, so like yeah, just like, you're like, what the fuck's happening now? What? All right.
Oh, I haven't rewatched it on back pain meds. That, I know what I'm doing this afternoon.
I know what I'm doing this afternoon. Changing diapers and chasing after goddamn kids.
All right.
I'm also sick as well, so I was thinking about coming in to see your child soon, but I will wait a little bit until I get better.
Good idea. You'll still be here.
Yeah. Excellent
still
idea.
Still crying.
Yeah. Yeah, wait until they come up with a cure for that super AIDS.
Roberto was giving me shit like, you haven't seen him yet? I'm like, nah, I'll get around to it. Is that going anywhere?
Has Roberto seen him yet?
No, Roberto hasn't seen him yet.
No, I saw Roberto. I saw him at Stephanie's party. Or, well, technically it was their kid's party, their 1 year birthday.
Speaking of Roberto, how's he doing?
You know, he's doing well. You know, still work to be done, surgeries to be done, but he's at home. I've been hanging out with him.
He fucking got to go to Skywalker Ranch. See, like, props and shit.
Oh.
Got to see the original Darth Vader and R2-D2 and shit like that.
Yep.
He's doing better than you are.
He saw, what did he see? He saw a movie there, Big Hero 6.
That's right.
Neat.
Yeah, I'm like, he said it was pretty fucking amazing.
Speaking of seeing, how's the vision in his left eye?
But, you know, we can talk about this offline.
Sorry, just...
He doesn't want his personal business advertised.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how deep I want to get into it.
I just wanted to know if he was okay. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to pry too deep.
I'm not mad at you, baby.
Who knows if the lawyers for Uber are listening to this and be like, look, he's fine now.
He's not fine. Lots of pain.
Dear lawyers, disclaimer. Three chuckleheads on the internet are not your star witnesses.
This is a podcast for entertainment purposes only.
Yes. Use of this podcast for any other purpose requires the payment to us of $100 million bajillion fofillion dollars.
Oh, man. That's we should have been putting that in a long time ago. we would be set.
But what about all the people who are like, I was not entertained by this podcast? Pay us.
They just pay us a penny.
Yeah, pay what you think it's worth. A swift kick in the nuts.
That's all it's worth to me.
Now that we've had our second kid, I did something. I was like, well, now I know you don't care about my balls anymore. You'll just kick right at them, so I'm going to be careful around my wife. She doesn't need them anymore.
Oof, that'd be terrible.
Yes, it would, Noah.
Don't let her do that, Tim. Don't let her.
Thank you. Good plan.
Ah, joke's on you, Janelle. I got them removed. You have no power over me.
I've been keeping them in this glass jar. Here's another random fact for you. Guardians of the Galaxy is still good, even on a tiny screen with shitty-ass headphones.
Nice.
Where, like, if it's too loud, it's like...
Oh.
Like, you can't handle all this sound.
Too many noises.
Transformers, still shitty on a tiny screen.
What? Which one?
The one with Mark Wahlberg.
You watched that twice?
Sorry, I watched it once. I watched Guardians of the Galaxy again.
Okay,
because
you said still shitty, as though you'd seen it once and it was shitty, and you're like, oh, it's on the plane, I'll watch it again.
No, I just meant like, you know, it didn't make it any better that was on the tiny screen. Which
shocking.
Lucy, still okay. I wanted to like that movie, but...
didn't do it for you?
Hercules.
That was the Scarlett Johansson, I Unlocked the Matrix with My Mind movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted more, like, badass fighting, but she just, you know, there wasn't much fighting. Like, she gets to a point where she just doesn't have to fight. But I was like, I still want you to fight.
I want you to wear tight outfits while you're doing it.
I want you to kick me.
Hercules. It was okay. You know, entertaining.
I watched Hercules too. No, it wasn't okay. That was a shitty movie.
It was okay.
It was. It was fucking Hercules, and they made it like all boring and political and shit.
Well, I thought it was
movie
interesting.
Movie opinion
where,
fight.
So instead of actually Hercules being actually the son of Zeus, you're not sure, and so everything is explained in reality. Like there's no. How do you say the three-headed wolf, Andy?
When Hercules went to the underworld to get his wife back, yeah, he read Cerberus.
Cerberus? There's no, you know, they're all explained by reality. Like, there's no centaurs, they're just people on horses that, you know, people don't get a close look at. They go and see the silhouette. I don't know, I thought it was an interesting twist.
They also, like, had his lightning whip at the end.
A lightning whip?
Maybe we saw different Hercules movies.
I saw the one with The Rock.
Oh, I saw The Legend of Hercules.
Oh, okay. Yes, I saw the one with The Rock directed by Brett Ratner.
Oh, Captain Ruin X-Men? Kicked off the Oscars for being homophobic?
Oh, really?
It was supposed to be Eddie Murphy hosting the Oscars, I think it was 2 years ago. Or two Oscars ago, and then he said something about rehearsals for faggots or something like that, and so he was supposed to direct it, and Eddie Murphy was supposed to host it, and then they kicked him off as director, or he removed, I don't know if he was booted or if he just removed himself voluntarily, but then Eddie Murphy also left, and that's when Billy Crystal hosted again, and it was two lackluster reviews.
Well, there you go.
And that's your Hollywood Minute.
We should have that every week, Tim.
Yeah, we should. It's not going to have a jingle this week.
What? Tim, get on it. What are you doing?
So this week we can say, if you have a choice between the two, watch Hercules with The Rock, not Legend of Hercules with Bumfuck McGee.
Is that the guy who played Hercules on the show?
No. Kellan Lutz. It was not Kevin Sorbo.
Because I feel like didn't they come out with a new Hercules movie with Kevin Sorbo?
Did they? Holy shit.
How much Hercules? They're flooding the market with Hercules.
It might have been a while ago.
If Hercules was a stock, it would be plummeting right now.
If they're all showing at the same theater, you could watch Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
Disappointed. maybe it hasn't. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You know, Kevin Sorbo's actually working quite a fucking bit. Like, I'm looking at his thing. He's got at least at least 20 projects that are either completed or in post-production that haven't come out yet. Or sorry, some of them must come out yet because of 2014. Well, no, post-production.
All right, let's wrap this up.
So,
remember when Noah was my favorite for keeping the short? No, he's not.
Tan Laughs?
Indiana Jones?
What else can we talk about?
We could talk about who you're not supposed to trust.
Yeah.
No. We're not wrapping this up yet.
I know who Noah should not trust.
What, the man?
Just in general, yes. But this last month specifically.
Well, I shouldn't trust random strange because they might have STDs.
Now Tim has to go deal with STDs. Soiled their diapers.
I also never trust Thai tuk-tuk drivers because they will tell you that your attraction you're going to see is closed.
There it is. That is exactly who you should not trust.
And this week you're doing it like a crying baby. Who's crying currently?
All right. And this week or month, I hate that nobody is talking about the fact that turducken starts with turd.
Tancast.
Thanks for listening to Tancast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, Tancast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, tancast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, @Tancast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official Tancast store at zazzle.com/Tancast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are tim@Tancast.com, andy@Tancast.com, or noah@Tancast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for Tancast, you can send those to fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber jabber for 1 week, and remember, if you see Superman, tell him no means no.
I want to try a turducken.
I bet you do. What if it has an STD? Maybe you shouldn't try it.
Mm.
Just to be safe.
Then I would pass.
No, no, I gotta be safe. Everything might have an STD. Don't try anything.
Not everything.
Everything.
Just people you can have sex with.
Who knows what kind of dirty turkey that thing was? Oh, shit.
No, Tim, in that context, an STD is salted turkey duck. I don't know.
That duck likes to fuck.
Yeah. That's how it got so salty.
Ew.
And an STD.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble that poon.
This episode brought to you by Lloyd Crapthong.
Have a week, everybody. Have a week.
Remember, put your balls away.
Let them hang out. You know what? If you want to fuck some random strange, you should do it. Don't live by the way I do shit.
Are you talking to Andy and I, or are you talking to the audience?
I'm talking to everybody listening within the sound of my voice.
Okay.
Well, currently, that's Tim and I.
I was like, just fling open the window. Everybody!
Noah says it's okay. Get on this junk.
Well, I don't know that you have to tell San Francisco.
Oh, they're doing
it. Just get it in unison. We know.
Would you be quiet? We're trying to fuck.
In fact, I'm interrupting fucking a random stranger to talk to you right now.
Go away. You messed up my groove. A note. Leave a note. On the door, it says, don't disturb this groove.
What the fuck was that?
That was great.